This is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey, this is the Chris Abraham Show, Season 6, Episode 27, 27, and my name's Chris Abraham. I don't know what to talk about today. Let's see. I don't know. One thing is that my apartment is constantly a hazard zone, and I spent all yesterday trying to clean it up, and it was incomplete and inconclusive. So what I'm going to do today is I will spend all day working and then all evening at the gym. And then tomorrow I'll try to steal back as much time on Tuesday as I can in order to try to finish the second half. If you don't know, I'm working with my, we identify as twin brother and sister, identical twin brother and sister. Her name's Linda. She lives in LaGrange, Kentucky, and I've sent her all of my bags, and I'm still sending her all of my bags. I am hashtag bag hag, and up until now, it's been sort of like sequestering carbon for all my money, and it was stupid, and I used it as a crutch. I used it as, maybe I used it as a, resentful retaliation towards discovering that I have aphantasia and realizing that things are more important to me than memories, because I can't really keep memories. I can only keep thoughts. But if memories are defined as a beautiful AI kind of rendered, idealized or defiled or accurate or blurry, literal images of things that have happened in your life, then I just don't have any attachment to that. So rolling over and seeing a cool bag and being able to see the same bag over time is sort of like a memory to me. If I had known about this aphantasia thing, I probably would have covered my walls with photographs of the people I love. But now I am getting rid of all of them. I just found a cache of shoulder straps. And I'm even going to be, am I gonna get rid of this one? There's a really special Filson tote bag that was like adapted so that it had brass rings so you could put a shoulder strap on it. I think I'm gonna have to keep that one. That is so unique and so perfect. I can see myself using it forever, but just about everything else is gonna go. I even recently bought a 16 liter computer bullet from GoRuck on sale for Black Friday, and I think I might even give that one up. I've returned to using only one bag, which is the extremely expensive to buy and expensive to customize GoRuck GR1 26 liter. That was made by, or ordered by, Huckberry, and is in coyote brown or just tan or khaki, and was completely adapted to my petty, shallow desires by SCARS, which is the customization wing of GoRuck out of Jacksonville, Florida. So that's what I'm rocking right now, and it's the perfect bag. I don't know why I cheated. Oh, I know why. The GoRuck bag that I bought was in ripstop nylon, and I love ripstop nylon. I also love ripstop cotton. I just love the little squares. I also like buying my notebooks in graph paper. So maybe it's just a squares fetish. Anyway, I think I might send that along, or I might just keep it aside and see if I use it organically. I mean, the bag is cool, but there's never any extra space in it. It's always kind of a tight zip up. And besides, it mostly just replicates what this GR1 26 liter does anyway. So in many cases, it's redundant. And this Coyote Brown bag is pretty enough, so it's fine. But I'm going to be sending that all to Linda, who identifies as my identical twin and twin sister. So that's happening. I insufficiently cleaned my apartment. I ruined every single one of my carbon steel and cast iron pans, which I will now need to love on. I need to pre-clean my bathroom, pre-clean my kitchen. I need to do all these things before I invite the building maintenance guys in to fix a couple things, and I need to pre-clean it before. I need to pre-clean it before I invite apartment keepers back in. So there's the rub. So on that note, I will be going to the gym today. The library is open until 8 o'clock tonight, but I am going to leave it by 6 so I can get some casual time at Thomas Jefferson Fitness Center, which closes at 9, but really closes at 8:30. So if I leave at 6, I will arrive at 6:30. I will be able to warm up for half an hour, which is 7, and then I'll be able to work out for a very slow, recovery-oriented hour, and then I will be able to walk home in great coldness. That's my plan. And then my plan is to go ahead is tomorrow will be a recovery day and a cleaning day. And I believe I have some calls tomorrow as well. So I do those from the office, which is at home. I have a walking treadmill desk with an HP Envy all in one there. At some point, I think I'm going to replace it with some super duper wicked fast thing, because I'm so detached from Windows now with my Mint. I dare say I will probably replace it with an all-in-one as fast as possible iMac, because why not, right? Like, all the cool kids have iMacs, so I am going to iMac it up. I will become an iMac daddy. Now I am en route to Iditos, where I will get my coffee, I will get my water in me, and I will get a vegetable omelet with a slice of wheat toast and lots of hot sauce as I edit this into being. What else is happening? We're really in kind of a stasis right now in terms of my political, my political tea leaf reading. I can't do I told you so on anything. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Trump. I don't know what is going to happen with Israel. I don't know what is going to happen with Ukraine. I don't know what is going to happen with the election. I don't know what is going to happen with Hunter. Actually, I know what's going to happen with all those things, but I don't know what's happening, because I need to know what the outcomes were before I tell you I told you so. So on that note, I can't tell you so. So it's not fun. I've been playing a lot on Mastodon, and I love the fact that if anybody does not like your participation, even though they're sharing things openly, globally, on the Fediverse with everybody in the universe, the moment you go in and try to debate or argue or challenge or contradict, you're not a worthwhile opponent. That person has never wanted to be debated with. They just want to message. And it's very fulfilling to be validated. I think validation is the number one commodity. It's not fame or celebrity. It's not winning. It's not freeing Palestine. It's not rebuking non-binary. It's not stopping abortion. It's not making abortion legal. It's not proving that God doesn't exist, or proving that God does exist and Jesus is Lord. It's not any of those things. Nobody wants conflict. All they want is validation. And validation is definitely the currency of the internet. It's not even battle, right? I used to think that social media was battle. It was skirmishes. I was the captain of the debate team in high school. In fact, I was the founder of the speech and debate team in high school because it had gone, I wouldn't say St. Louis is an illiterate school, but it's certainly not anybody's top 10 academic schools. You know what, my favorite school, I loved it so much, but it is a obedience school for bad dogs. St. Louis is an obedience school for bad dogs. Iolani is a math school. Punahou is an arts school. So many, McKinley, you know, like St. Francis and Kamehameha, and like there's so many schools. There was UH Lab School and La Pietra. HSG was for extremely wealthy dumb girls who couldn't get into Punahou or were kicked out of Punahou or needed discipline. So basically, if St. Louis was obedience training for bad dogs, HSG was obedience training for bad bitches. And then there was, you know, all the other schools. But, you know, we're mostly sports. And, like, there's photography and there's, like, you know, Japanese and Chinese culture and French club. And there's even, like, you know, yearbook and newspaper and stuff like that. But I had to rekindle speech and debate. And nobody's interested in debate. They're only interested in speech. They want to write a treatise. They want to write a soliloquy. And then they want snaps and claps and woohoo at the end of it. They don't want someone to stand up. It's not like Oxford debates, or it's not like anything like that. There are no questions afterwards. There's only people who are interested in congratulating said orator. Anyway, love you guys. I'm here at Idito's. I've arrived, and I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao. This was Chris Abraham. Chris Abraham Show, Season 6, Episode 27. Mahalo, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Why do I play with a man on my island? You would be eating on my island.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.